Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast number 90. It is February 7, 2012. Today's topic, you're not your feelings. How many times have you heard yourself say, I'm upset, or I'm angry, or I'm happy? If you're typical, many times a day. But stop for a moment and consider what you're actually saying. You're saying, I am some specific emotion. Whether you mean to or not, you're defining yourself as being your emotions. Actually, when you're in a grip of a strong emotion, it really feels all-encompassing, as if there is no part of you that isn't that emotion. In fact, sometimes the negative emotion so feels like who we are that we resist letting go of it, even when we dislike having the feeling. In other words, often we seem to want to hold on to feelings because it seems as if giving up the feeling is like giving up part of ourselves. Take a moment and remember a time when you felt angry at someone and you knew on some level that the person really hadn't done anything so terrible and that you ought to let go of the anger. Take a moment and really make that incident real. Do you remember that some part of you didn't want to let go of the anger, as if you'd be losing some part of yourself if the emotion were to stop? It also can be difficult to let go of an emotion when it feels as if the emotion is validating the meaning we've given an event. It can feel to us as if letting go of the emotion will invalidate that meaning, and letting go of the meaning will invalidate the feeling, which is who we feel we are. An example of this would be someone who doesn't do something for us that he promised to do. We might give that event the meaning that I can't count on people and I have to do everything myself, which likely would lead us to feel angry. It feels to us as if it really is true that we can't count on people. So the anger justifies the meaning we gave the event, which had no inherent meaning. At the same time, the meaning justifies the feeling. So we might resist letting go of the meaning we made up. But is it really true? Are we our emotions? If we really are emotions, then when an emotion disappeared, we should disappear. But we don't. Let me explain this outrageous statement. If we say we're something specific and that thing disappears, then logically we would have to disappear too. But we don't disappear when our emotions disappear. Not only do emotions fade away automatically after a period of time, it's also possible to stop emotions on the spot by getting rid of the two things that cause them, stimuli that have been conditioned and are occurrings. In other words, the meaning we give events moment to moment. As I've explained in several posts, we unconsciously and automatically give meaning to meaningless events all day long. Because if events have no inherent meaning, they can't cause us to have feelings, and the feelings we have must come from the meaning we give the events. So by dissolving the meaning, in other words, how the events occur for us, we can dissolve all the negative feelings that arise from the meaning. So if the emotions we have usually dissipate on their own after a while, and if our emotions are primarily the result of meaning we give events, and we can dissolve most emotions merely by dissolving the meaning that give rise to them, can you get it's more accurate to say we have emotions but are not our emotions? The two best ways to get rid of negative emotions are to dissolve the conditionings and the occurrings that cause the feelings. But if you don't know how to do that, however, it still is possible to lessen the impact emotions have on you. How? By noticing when you feel swept up by a strong negative emotion that you are observing your feeling. And the you that's doing the observing is not the same you that's having the emotion. That realization will enable you to make a clear distinction between being your emotion and having an emotion. And that will enable you to get some perspective on the emotion and extricate yourself from it to a large extent. Try my suggestion. Let me know what happens in a comment. Please leave your comments and questions on my blog at MortyLefko.com. I read all the posts and answer as many as I can. Remember, if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com, where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.